Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Joshua stood alone, his eyes and his mind fixed on the city of Jericho. Jericho was very quiet and still now, for the people had heard how the God of Israel had opened up the Jordan River for his people to cross over, and when they heard, all of them were very afraid. So now the gates of the city of Jericho were shut. No one came in, and no one went out. Joshua looked at those high, strong walls. Perhaps he was wondering how his army would ever get past them into the city of Jericho. Suddenly Joshua realized he was not alone. But wait! No one had walked up or galloped up on a horse, and yet there to his side stood a man who also resembled a commander of an army, and he had his sword drawn as if he were ready to fight. Bravely Joshua, the commander of the armies of Israel, challenged him. "Are you for us or for our enemies?"
"No," the stranger answered. "I have come as commander of the Lord's army."
Joshua needed no more information. Immediately the commander of Israel's army fell on his face to the earth to worship the commander of the Lord's army. "What does my Lord have to say to his servant?" Joshua humbly asked. Joshua was then told to take off his shoes, for he was standing on holy ground. Do you think Joshua obeyed? But who was this commander of the Lord's army? What was his name? Boys and girls, it was Jesus. Even though he looked like a man, he was actually the Lord Jesus Christ. Does that surprise you? Sometimes we think that Jesus began as a baby that first Christmas. But no, Jesus is God. He was there with God when the world was created. There are times throughout the Old Testament of the Bible when Jesus appeared for different reasons. In the New Testament, Jesus came into the world as a baby. Do you know what reason he had for coming at that time? Our sin was the reason Jesus came. God says all those mean things we say to others, those mean things we even think about others, and the wrong things we do to others, all keep us away from God and His wonderful heavenly home. Our sin is like a great big debt that we owe but we can't pay. And yet God tells us over and over how much He loves us and how much He wants us with Him forever. But who could possibly pay for our sin so we could be allowed in heaven with God? It could only be God's perfect Son, the Lord Jesus. Do you remember how He paid for our sin? Did He give money? No. The Bible says in Galatians 1:20, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross," Jesus willingly gave His life and His precious blood as payment for our sin. 3 days after Jesus died, He came alive again and later went back to heaven. Is Jesus still alive in heaven? Yes. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus who died so your sins could be forgiven is the same Jesus who appeared many years before to Commander Joshua. As commander of the Lord's armies, Jesus had come to assure Joshua of victory. Joshua would have an invisible army, the strongest and biggest of all, helping him. The Lord Jesus began to explain to Joshua the battle plan for defeating Jericho. "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with the king and all the mighty men. Now the plan is this. You are to march around the city once a day for 6 days, with your soldiers, 7 priests with trumpets, and the priest who carry the Ark of the Covenant. Now the 7 priests will blow their trumpets as they march, but the rest of you will not make a sound, not a word, until the 7th day. Boys and girls, if you were in that army, would you have gotten those instructions? Well, Commander Joshua did, and he was very careful to obey those instructions. You see, he knew they could only have victory over their enemy through God's power. And that power came through careful obedience to God's word. Joshua knew that, and that's why he was so careful to listen and obey in every detail. Very early the next morning, the first parade began. Do you think the people of Jericho were trembling and watching from somewhere on the wall? No doubt many were watching as thousands of tight-lipped soldiers began to march. Then here came the priests blowing the trumpets continually, and then the Ark of the Lord carried by four priests, and then thousands more quiet Israeli soldiers. The people of Jericho were probably greatly relieved as they saw the strange parade march around their city and then return to their camp. Ah, they might have said, they probably see they have no way of getting past our very strong wall. But the very next day, the same thing happened over again. The third day, the exact thing again. As the long parade ended on the fourth day, perhaps the army of Jericho was feeling a little less afraid. After all, the army of Israel still couldn't get past their great wall. But what was it the people of Jericho could not see? The invisible army of heaven. Can God's army get past that wall? Romans 8:31 says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Joshua and his army just kept right on marching and obeying because Joshua knew he could only have victory over Jericho through God's power. Joshua may not have understood all about the strange marching instructions, but he knew Israel could only have victory over Jericho through God's power. Let's leave Joshua as they begin their fifth day of marching. Joshua and his soldiers might have wondered why God wanted them to march around the city so many times. Why not just once? If you know the Lord Jesus, you may wonder why you have to battle the same sin over and over. You may be staying close to God by praying and reading and obeying the Bible, but time after time you face the same temptations. Don't give up. The same power God gave you to overcome the first time, He'll give you again and again. Joshua was careful to obey, careful to follow the counsel he was given when God first chose him to lead the people of Israel. Do you remember what that counsel was? Joshua was to know and obey God's word. Was he doing that? Yes. Will he have victory? Well, what do you think? We'll have to wait a few days to see, but I think you know by now. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.